the results he was seeing, and then I would like to discuss some of the results you're seeing with iodine therapies?
So, as I said to you guys earlier, you know, I read that article in one of my journals. It was written by Dr. Abraham, and I called him. We started testing my patients. I started to find, you know, over 95%, you know, markedly deficient in iodine. And then we developed a friendship, and we started doing research together. He taught me how to test for iodine. I mean, Dr. Abraham was the most brilliant person I've met in my life. He taught me how to think better. He taught me how to do research. He taught me how to test for people with iodine and bromide and fluoride problems. And Dr. Abraham was very interested in female health problems. He was a gynecologist by training. His first foray into looking at alternative ways to treat people was to treat women for premenstrual syndrome. And he found that vitamins and minerals were very effective at treating it. So it was a natural for him to move into iodine because women were suffering from so many problems with breast and ovarian and uterine issues, and particularly with 1 in 7 women suffering from breast cancer. Iodine, the second largest concentration of iodine in the body next to the thyroid, occurs in the breasts and the ovaries. So he began studying iodine, and he began correlating that with the problem women were having with their breasts and ovaries and uterus and thyroid. Him and I did many studies with this, and we did a few breast cancer studies and found that breast cancer patients had 50% less iodine compared to women who did not have breast cancer. But he really was a wonderful man. He died about a year and a half ago, and, you know, he's sorely missed in my life.
What are you seeing in your practice with patients? Because we know iodine has so many effects. We see it in the pancreas. We see it in the salivary glands. We see it in the prostate. Are you seeing any changes in patients when they increase their iodine input in terms of energy, et cetera?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if there's one single nutrient that's provided the biggest effects that I've seen over my career, it's clearly iodine. Nothing even comes close to it. Iodine concentrates in the glandular tissue, as I mentioned before, which includes the pancreas and the ovaries, the uterus, the breast, the prostate, and the thyroid. And we've had many patients who have been able to get off their type 2 diabetic medications once they start iodine. We've had 4 patients come off insulin who were insulin-dependent diabetics when they went on iodine, because iodine helped to stimulate the beta cells in the pancreas to start releasing insulin again.
Wow.
So there are many stories with iodine. As far as energy production goes, the single best nutrient to help people suffering from low energy would be iodine.
What way do you test? I see many patients who come in and they've done a skin test, a skin patch test, where they put a little bit of iodine on their arm and they evaluate how long it takes to absorb. Do you find that an accurate test?
So the skin holds its sufficiency. 20% of the body's iodine is held in the skin. So I don't know if the skin test, where you basically rub iodine, the oxidized form, on the skin, and iodine is a brownish color to it, and then you wait for the brownish color to go away. And the thought is that the iodine is absorbed into the skin, and that the quicker it's absorbed into the skin, the more deficient somebody is. And if it's absorbed in within 24 hours, they're deficient in iodine. And if it's absorbed after 24 hours, their iodine levels are okay. The problem is that I don't know if you're just measuring skin iodine levels, or another problem is that one study showed that 80% of the iodine applied to the skin evaporated and turned into a gas left the skin. So I don't think it's really the best way to do it. The best way to measure iodine levels is urinary excretion, where you give someone a known dose of iodine. And since we know that over 98% of orally taken iodine is excreted through the urine, you can measure the amount in and the amount out and just subtract the numbers and gather how much the body's hanging on to. So the idea here is that the more the body hangs on to, the more deficient the body is in iodine.
Carol?
I think also when you do that test, it's also possible to check for the level of bromine, fluorine, chloride, chlorine. Do you check for that too, or do you just concern yourself more about what iodine is coming out?
So this test is called the iodine loading test, and it was developed by Dr. Abraham. What happened when we developed, he developed the test, jumped in and helped him with it, but when we developed the test, we tried different amounts of iodine until we found the amount that gave us the most accurate clinical numbers. And what we decided was that 50 milligram loading test is the best way to do this. So what someone does is they'll take 50 milligrams of iodine and they'll collect 24 hours of urine. What you can do is you can measure the first 24 hours of urine before you take the iodine and then collect 24 hours after you take the iodine and then just send the sample of urine in and see what the iodine concentration is between the two. You can just easily calculate how much the body is excreting out and subtract the numbers and realize how deficient the body is. So what we found is that 90% excretion of a 50 milligram load in 24 hours means they have enough iodine in their body. So in other words, if they take 50 milligrams in and they pee out 45 milligrams and hold on to 5 milligrams, they're pretty sufficient in iodine. This 5 milligrams that they're hanging on to sort of comes in and out throughout the day as long as they're taking iodine in. The problem becomes when someone urinates out, let's say, 25 milligrams of the 50, so 50% comes out. That means their body held on to 50%, and they're much more deficient than someone who held on to 5%. So to answer your question, that when you take in this dose of iodine, if you have bromide and or fluoride in your body, which there's no medical benefit for either of those items, that the iodine will displace those things and you will urinate those out. And yes, you can measure those in the urine. I've tested that thousands of times in patients, and I can assure you that 100% of patients are bromine toxic. Every patient that we've tested has had high levels of bromide come out when we've done this test, and 96% have been low in iodine.
Hi, we're back, and we're back ready to support WBAI. What'd you think, Carol?
Oh, that's so interesting. It's one of the things he's talking about is a way to measure for iodine using a loading test, and you can find out actually how deficient you are. And it's a simple test, so it's really nice that that tool has been developed for anybody. You can monitor how well you're doing with your iodine intake over time as you're using it. It's bound to improve. So you could test yourself before and after and see how well you've done with the iodine.
What I would like to do is have and see the people that are listening calling in. The information that we're sharing with you is fabulous. I agree with you, Carol. Where else are you going to hear this? But the purpose of this is to support WBAI, who allows this information to flow. 15 years ago, I started on this radio, and what we were talking about was so radical. And now, it's just astounding how everybody's jumping on the bandwagon, but the understanding of fish oils protecting the heart, the understanding of iodine and how it works as an anti-infective, an antiviral, a mucilaginic, so it thins our mucus and our excretions. It brings down boils. It supports our brain. It increases our circulation. It's a powerful detoxer because it pushes out
the other halides.
Halides.
Right.
That
halide compounds, say fluoride and bromine,
that are
pushed out,
that are blocking our ability to uptake the iodine. So here we have this all-in-one nutrient right here in an exclusive to WBAI, and they're called Ocean Nutrients. Right now, when you go into those stores, our number one source of kelp has been and is from the waters off of Japan, Korea, and China. When you go into the store to purchase seaweed, that is what you're getting. And right now, we know those waters are contaminated. It is not to our advantage to be taking sea nutrients from such a contaminated area. But I looked and I researched. I sought out a source of seaweed from northern Canada. In the beginning, it was from Iceland, but there was only so much we could get. So this is northern Canada, which is equally as good and equally tested. What do we have? We have a pure source of seaweed high in iodine, which is very unusual, that has all these benefits for you as an antioxidant, as a detoxer. And guess what? You can support WBAI. It's a $60 donation to WBAI. And this bottle that's in my hand right now, this really pretty bottle, will be dropped in the mail to you. A companion to that is Iodine, the book of Dr. Brownstein, who we're listening to. Why you need it. Why you can't live without it. It's about autoimmune disease. It's about cancer. It's about the brain. It's about detoxification at the cellular level. It's about fatigue, thyroid disease, breast cancer, prostate cancer, fibrocystic breast disease, PMS. Who doesn't need this book? Tell me one person. If you are pregnant and not getting adequate iodine, that's a pretty scary thought, because you're compromising the brain of your baby. We know that deficiency states of iodine create a very specific form of mental retardation. That's cretinism. Now, 96% of those people that are going to Dr. Brownstein's office are deficient in iodine. Mm-hmm. Are deficient in iodine. They get pregnant. What is going to happen? What do we have here? So this,
that's horrifying thought.
It really is. So this book is important to everyone you know, from grandmothers and grandfathers, to protect their brain, to support their thyroid, to support their mental thought, to increase their circulation, to young kids who you want bright and vital and active, to you and me that want to maintain our vitality and our vibrance and our energy and our mental state, and to WBAI. Supporting WBAI is why we're here right now. The information is essential. And guess what? We love, we feel privileged to be able to share this with you. And this, I tell you, and I said it in the beginning, it took us a year to get Dr. Brownstein and have hours that we all together could record an interview. We literally cornered him.
We cornered him also on his vacation.
On his vacation. He was in Bermuda, and we were interviewing him by Skype, because it literally is the only time, free time, he has. So what you're hearing is something very special. People fly from all over the country to be able to listen to Dr. Brownstein lecture. They buy his newsletters. They subscribe to his blog.
Pay for the whole course that I took when we went to the conference in Dearborn.
That was quite a few $100s.
That certainly was. And we're bringing it right to your living room, or right on your laptop if you're listening to us on your computer. So another thing I'd like to remind you, you don't have to pick up the phone to donate to WBAI. You can do it right there from your computer. WBAI.org, a little tab there for you to donate. Please specify, take charge of your health. Specify, ideally, we think you should get both premiums for a total of $140. The wonderful ocean nutrients that will give you a supply of iodine, and the book that will make it even more clear to you why it's such an important nutrient. The phone number is 212-209-2950, or go directly to the website at WBAI.org and donate there, please.
You could become a buddy. Money comes in every month to WBAI, which is really a wonderful thing that we do not have to literally go to the airways and almost grovel for money because the money is coming in every month. You won't notice it. It's easy. And you could do that online, a BAI buddy, and you could specify take charge of your health. Less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks a day. And just think of those Frappuccinos that are about 500 calories a day. You could save that money, give it to WBAI.
And not a drop of iodine in there.
And not a drop of iodine in there either. The number to call, 212-209-2950. Don't make us go crazy.
Okay, I would like us to take a moment to really thank Dr. Brownstein for two donations, one of his precious time to speak with us and share this information with all of our listeners. And secondly, Dr. Brownstein did donate his books to WBAI as a premium. He's putting his efforts to make sure WBAI stays live and on the air, and we continue to bring this sort of news and information to our listeners. So I'd really like to salute him for his caring. I don't think he should be the only one. We should all step up and contribute. Take advantage of the gift he's offering of his book, Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It.
The number to call, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And you know what? If you get these C nutrients with a $60 donation to WBAI, and you get the book, Iodine, Why You Need It and Why You Can't Live Without It, with an $80 donation to WBAI. The two together are $140. If you get these, you'll have more energy and you won't procrastinate so much. And you will just have the energy to jump up to that phone, give us a call, and share with us not only your precious donation to WBAI at whatever level it comes at, but also your relationship of appreciation to WBAI. WBAI is power. It really is. It's the definition of power. Just think what your life would be like if all you did was, whenever you turned on the radio, when you went to your computer to listen, all you got was Pandora Muzak. What would your life be like? How can I describe it?
It's a horrible image in my head.
212-209-2950. Appreciate WBAI. This is your time to appreciate, to call, to support WBAI, who's been giving to you for over 50 years, 24/7. I remember when I first moved to New York over 30 years ago, I used to carry, you know, it was the portable radio with the big batteries.
The boombox.
I used to have a house, and I carried a boombox from room to room to room with me, listening to WBAI, because it was the only thing that made me feel like home, like I had friends, like I had people that could understand me, and I could understand them. And that was 34 years ago, and I still feel the same. And the number to call, 212-209-2950. Give a donation to WBAI at any level that you can. Give us a challenge grant. Give us $1,000. Give us $2,000. If you had to go to this conference, you would spend $2,000. We went there and we literally cornered Dr. Brownstein and begged him to come on the show Why? Because we knew that you would appreciate and understand the information. He said, you know, many people, this is a lay audience. I said, they've been listening for years to the information that exactly information that we give out. Consequently, they can keep up with you. You don't have to speak slower. You don't have to speak down to our audience. We'll assist you or guide you. This is a very educated lay audience. The number to call, 212-209-2950. If you're a practitioner, call. Get the book. You need the book. You need the understanding to appropriately and completely work with your patients. You can try the nutrients. You can buy the nutrients and see how they make you feel. The total package is $140. It's the book, Iodine, Why You Need It and Why You Can't Live Without It, and Sea Nutrients from Northern Canada, pristine waters of the North Atlantic, with 7.5 milligrams of iodine in three capsules. That is astounding. The number to call, 212-209-2950. We have more of the show. I want to go to it. Actually, we are going to go to it, but you have to be calling. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Give us a call.
Or go onto your computer and log in to WBAI.org and pledge today.
Give to WBAI.org. 212-209-2950. We'll be back.
To answer your question, that when you take in this dose of iodine, if you have bromide and or fluoride in your body, which there's no medical benefit for either of those items, that the iodine will displace those things and you will urinate those out. And yes, you can measure those in the urine. I've tested that thousands of times in patients, and I can assure you that 100% of patients are bromine toxic. Every patient that we've tested has had high levels of bromide come out when we've done this test, and 96% have been low in iodine.
What about when people say they're allergic to iodine? What does that mean?
Most of the people who say they're allergic to iodine make that claim because they've had an radioactive iodine test that they developed hives or had problems with. Now, that's a different form of iodine than we're talking here. We're talking inorganic, non-radioactive iodine. And I find most people who had problems with the radioactive iodine testing don't have problems with taking it orally. Now, other people will say they can't eat shellfish or they have problems when they eat fish and they're iodine allergic. They may be, they may not be. I would say 75% of them are not. When they take iodine, they can tolerate iodine just fine. But about 25% of those patients do have a problem with iodine. They might get hives or itching or something like that. Those patients, either they have to be treated for an iodine allergy, and there's an acupressure technique called NAET that we do in our office that's been very effective at treating most people with that, or they can't take iodine. Now, one other patient can't take iodine, and that's a patient who has a condition called an autonomously functioning nodule, where they have a little nodule in their thyroid that's sort of out of control of the thyroid gland. And if you start taking iodine, that nodule will just start producing a lot of thyroid hormone on its own. I've seen three cases of that over about 10 years. Luckily, it's not very common, but those patients can't take iodine either. They either have to get that nodule surgically removed, or they just have to remain off iodine. It's not very common. And I've only had a few patients over the years who can't take iodine due to an iodine allergy.
Now, we know that nutrients can be organ-specific in the amount that is needed for the body. So the amount to suppress a goiter, the government came up with that amount, was 150 micrograms. But there's no studies really to know what the amount for optimal health is. I've heard that there is an amount of 3 milligrams to maintain healthy breast tissue, but a total body amount, what would you recommend as an optimal health amount for iodine?
So, in collaboration with Dr. Abraham and perusing the literature, there are studies that show that the breast can take up 3 to 5, or can hold 3 to 5 milligrams of iodine at saturation. Now, 3 to 5 milligrams is 3 to 5,000 micrograms of iodine. When we're talking 150 micrograms is the RDA. You could start to see that the RDA is not adequate to supply the body enough iodine. It's certainly not enough to supply the breast enough iodine. I think that's why seeing so many women with so many breast problems out there. So let's take the thyroid gland. At saturation, the thyroid can hold 50 milligrams of iodine. That's 500 times the RDA for iodine, 150 micrograms. So how much do people need? That comes back to about my clinical experience of about 25 milligrams for the vast majority of people seems to be enough. However, if a woman has breast problems, if a man has prostate problems or pancreas problems or ovarian or uterine or any of the other glandular problems, they may need more iodine than that 25 milligrams until their body can detox from the bromide and fluoride and other elements that are in there that are blocking the iodine. So I would say 25 milligrams for most people seems to be the best dose.
I think we should interject here that thyroid hormone is actually made up of iodine in various amounts for the different hormones. Do you want to expand on that, David?
So the thyroid gland cannot make thyroid hormone without iodine. T4, the 4 refers to 4 iodine atoms attached to that thyroglobulin molecule. T3, the active form of thyroid, has 3 iodine atoms attached to that thyroglobulin molecule. So you can't make these hormones without enough iodine. Now, interestingly, if you don't have enough iodine to make thyroid hormone, the thyroid gland can adapt and use bromide to make thyroid hormone. So the T4 now can have 4 bromide atoms attached to the thyroglobulin molecule instead of iodine. We weren't designed that way. There are studies that show that can happen, but there are no studies that show that that's a good or a bad thing. However, I would say we're not designed to brominate our thyroid hormone. We're designed to iodinate it. I highly doubt that it's a good factor to brominate thyroid hormone and not iodinate it.
So if we tested for thyroid hormones, the normal testing procedures, it really wouldn't tell us that we properly have iodine on the thyroglobulin. It could be some bromine or fluoride or chloride.
It could be brominated. It's been shown that thyroid hormone can be brominated. Well, the testing doesn't differentiate, so we don't know. But I can probably take a good guess because I've tested enough people that people are brominating the thyroid hormone just because I've seen bromide at much higher levels than iodine in a lot of people that I've checked, particularly women with breast cancer, women with fibrocystic breasts. They have a lot of bromide in their body, you know, relative to iodine.
One time I saw a study, and I read it with some interest because thyroid hormone is supposed to protect the breast, but the study said that there was an increased number of women having breast cancer who were taking thyroid, and it was whole thyroid. And I was surprised at that at first, but then I realized they could be using thyroid hormone because basically they're deficient in iodine. Maybe that was just a cover-up for the iodine deficiency.
It totally is a cover-up, Carol. There's been 3 such studies out there. What the studies found were that the longer women took thyroid hormone, the more breast cancer they had. 2 of the studies showed that women have a 50% increased risk of breast cancer if they took thyroid hormone for over 10 years. Now, when I first saw those, I was perplexed. I couldn't figure out. At that point, I was treating people with thyroid hormone without iodine. I didn't know about iodine.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't quite understand that. I can understand it now because what happens is when you give someone thyroid hormone who's iodine deficient, you increase the metabolic rate of the body. Therefore, you're increasing the body's iodine needs, and you're making an iodine deficiency problem worse. So my suggestion to healthcare providers when I lecture to them is they need to evaluate the iodine status when they evaluate thyroid status. And nobody should be given thyroid hormone that's iodine deficient because you're going to make problems like breast cancer, prostate cancer, pancreatic cancer, ovarian and uterine cancer much more prevalent because you're increasing the body's metabolic needs, increasing the iodine needs, and the body doesn't have that.
Okay, so what would it look like if you have a patient who comes in with fibrocystic breast disease? How do you treat them?
So the most studied element in fibrocystic breast disease in the last 100 years is iodine. A lot of the research has been done in Russia. There are hundreds of articles out of Russia showing fibrocystic breast disease easily treated with iodine. There are many studies in the Western literature confirming the same thing. And I can tell you in my practice, it's one of the neatest things that I do. I'll walk you through a patient of mine, and I use her when I lecture. Her name is Carol. Carol was an RN working in a hospital. She was in her late 30s, and she came to me complaining of severe fibrocystic breast disease, which she had had for 10 years. She had went to the University of Michigan to the Fibrocystic Breast Center, had seen the chairman of the department there for years. She had altered her diet and cut out caffeine and cut out sugar, had really no improvement with that. She was in such severe straits when I saw her that she was scheduled for bilateral mastectomy 3 weeks from our visit. And she had really used me as a last hope for this. She had read one of my earlier editions of my iodine book and was wondering if iodine could help her. When I saw her, she was wearing a very light shirt that sort of fits over. And she said she couldn't wear any tight clothes because anything tight around her chest hurts her breasts. She couldn't wear a bra. She couldn't have anyone rub up against her. She said she'd immediately go into tears. She had scheduled this bilateral mastectomy, you know, after much, you know, heartache and much pain. And really the chairman of the Department of Fibrocystic Breast Disease had told her there's nothing else they could do for her. So when I saw her, I immediately checked an iodine loading test on her. She was very low in iodine. She was very high in bromide, as most people with breast disease are. When I got the results back, I called her and told her to cancel her mastectomy. Let's give iodine a try here. So what I did was I put her on 25 milligrams of iodine and the tableted Lugol solution. You know, there's two good forms of that out there, and one of them is Iodorol. That's Dr. Abraham's product from Optimax. Another good product is Iodazyme HP from Biotics. I've had them both checked. And a third one is Lugol Tabs from Hakala Labs. I've had all three of those checked for potency, and they've all tested fine. I put Carol on 25 milligrams of iodine and told her to adjust her dose up quickly as she tolerated it to 100 milligrams. Which she tolerated fine. And Carol called me 2 weeks into it and said, for the first time, she's not crying by the end of the day because the shirt's been rubbing on her breast and she's not sore. When I saw her back 2 months later and, you know, repeated a breast exam on her, it felt like she had the best term I can use, like a breast transplant. She had these hard, nodular breasts that you could barely touch. I mean, they felt like punching bag material, but with bumps in them.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw her back 2 months later, they were all much softer. They weren't tender. You could still feel all the bumps of the fibrocystic breast, but they were starting to go away. Within 6 months later, she was wearing a bra. She could exercise again. She certainly didn't need her surgery. She went back to the fibrocystic breast disease for another exam, and the doctor who examined her said to her, you feel like you have new breasts. What's new? So she started to tell him about iodine, and she said his eyes glazed over. He didn't want to hear about it, and he basically cut her off and said, well, I'll see you back in 6 more months. Interestingly, with Carol, this treating her for about, I'm probably in 8 years of treating her now, but a couple of years after that, she called me on the phone in tears, said, it's coming back. My breasts are getting sore again and bumpy again, and I don't know what's wrong. And I said, how much iodine are you taking? She paused, and she said, I stopped taking it 2 months ago. And I said, why'd you stop taking it? She goes, you know, I forgot to refill it. I ran out and I just forgot it. I said, let's just get back on it. I'm sure it'll go away. And again, retreatment with it showed her symptoms went away and she was much better. I treated lots of patients like her. She was the most severe one that I've seen. But iodine helps. well over 90% of women with fibrous, 95% of women with fibrocystic breast disease.
What exciting results. Now, are you also combining that with selenium? Because elevated iodine can create selenium deficiency, and is that not true?
Well, iodine should be used as part of a holistic treatment regimen. So, yes, if someone needs selenium, they should take selenium. But I can tell you the single best nutrient to take with iodine is unrefined salt. It helps to usher the bromide and fluoride out, and it supplies minerals for the body. So, yes, I use selenium with iodine. I mean, I check people for these nutrients before I prescribe them the appropriate nutrients. But the most important thing with iodine is to use salt with it.
Are there foods that are high in iodine that we could increase in our diet?
Well, sea vegetables. If the sea vegetables are grown in areas of the ocean that aren't polluted with bromine, can be high in iodine, because sea vegetables, just like they have the same iodine pump we have, it can take up one of the halides if that's all that's available to it. The problem with seaweed as a form of iodine is that the seaweed varies in iodine content. I've tested various batches of seaweed from companies, and the iodine content varies and the bromide content varies. So I think if we're diagnosing iodine deficiency and we're going to treat iodine deficiency, people should take iodine and a known amount of iodine so we can measure it and we can measure the pre and post levels.
One more thing. Iodine is protective if you're exposed to radiation. We have exposures to radiation. We have Fukushima, but we have radiation in mammograms, for instance. Your patient with a fibrocystic breast disease was probably encouraged to do regular mammograms.
Now, we do have exposures that we never had before, and to a degree that we've never had them before, and one of them is radiation. Part of that is the Fukushimas of the world, but also the radiation in our lives, the medical radiation. What does iodine do? It blocks the uptake of the radioactivity into the cells because the radioactivity sits on the same
receptor sites on the cells
that iodine does. And that's the way it's absorbed and held in the tissue of your body. Whereas if your cells are saturated with iodine, there is exposure to radiation, the body does not take it up in the same degree and can excrete it at a higher level. So that's one of the ways that ocean nutrients or sea vegetables, as Dr. Brownstein calls them, are such powerful detoxers for more than just the halides, for multiple exposures that we have in our life. This ocean nutrients that is exclusive to WBAI is a wash, is a mix of beautiful minerals that allow the uptake of iodine and create a balance in three capsules from these ocean nutrients from the northern waters, the pristine northern Atlantic waters off of Canada. We have 7.5 milligrams of iodine, a powerful dose of iodine. We also have the book, Iodine, Why You Need It and Why You Can't Live Without It. You just heard the story of a nurse who was suffering and was willing to get a bilateral mastectomy to relieve herself from this extreme, constant, never-ending suffering. And this was being done at a
major
medical center because they really had nothing to treat her with. She came to Dr. Brownstein, and he gave her iodine, found that she was severely deficient, gave her iodine, and the pain went away. The breasts started softening, and that was in a very short period of time. So what we're talking about is a miracle nutrient that's been underappreciated and underutilized, but by some, but not by everyone. The ancients believed in iodine, and they utilized it for everything. They utilized it for infections and viruses and building their health. They understood the importance of iodine. I use it for
400 years before World War II. It was called the universal medicine. It was used for everything. As Corinne is listing these things, it's just untold the number of things that iodine impacts in your body. The universal medicine.
And that's knowledge that we forgot. And it's time to get it back. Like many of the things that we speak about on this show, it's a full circle back to the present. But now we have the studies that show how it works, that proves how it works. And we're bringing that knowledge back again to you, to share with you, to enhance your health. The number to call is 212-209-2950. We really want you to hear the rest of the interview. It is fabulous. But if we don't get calls coming in, and that is the definition of right now. If we don't get calls coming in, call after call after call, with the board lighting up like a Christmas tree, calling 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. We'll know two things. One, we'll understand that you really don't understand the value of what we are sharing and giving to you, gladly giving to you. You don't really understand it, but that's hard for me to really say.
You can't accept that.
Not exactly. The number to call is 212-209-2950, and you will, week after week, receive information equivalent to today's show.
And I'd like to say, too, we've got some more exciting programs coming up.
Oh.
So we need you, our listening audience, to keep WBAI financially healthy and alive. 212-209-2950 for $140. Get both the ocean nutrients and the book, Iodine, Why You Need It and Why You Can't Live Without It. You'll be doubly protected, first of all, with the knowledge of iodine, plus a product in your hands that will give you an excellent source of iodine. And Corinne, you hadn't mentioned, but you have something very special in there, the Laminaria digitalia, which is an algae. This particular algae has heparin-like effects or blood-thinning effects, heparin being your natural blood thinner in your body. So many people are relying on baby aspirins, which has a danger over time of causing erosion in your gastrointestinal tract. This does not do it, and it's a far superior blood thinner to aspirin. So for long-term effects, for protecting against unusual clumping of your platelets in your blood, this is an amazing alternative.
And you're not going to find it from this part of the world unless you really know what you're doing, unless you know how to look for it. And even still, when you look at a kelp bottle, it doesn't say where the source of the kelp is. So this is Canadian waters, Northern Atlantic, 7.5 milligrams of iodine in three capsules. You're just not going to find that anywhere. And this is a WBAI exclusive, and it's from my office, a WBAI exclusive, and it's $60. But to understand what Dr. Brownstein is talking about, to have a more complete picture for practitioners and for patients, so you can walk into the doctor and say, I'm having these symptoms. Could you please check out this and see how adequate I am in iodine? There is nothing as valuable as knowledge. you can support your practitioner with your knowledge, with your understanding of the value of nutrients and the value of nutrient balance. The book is Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It, and it is one of the most misunderstood and underappreciated nutrients that exist today, and Dr. Brownstein has brought it to the forefront. The number to call, 212-209-2950. We have a little bit left of the interview. We want to share that with you. Call now, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Show how much you appreciate WBAI. Show how much you appreciate this show. We would love a $1,000 donation and gift given to this show, given to WBAI. It would be such a joy to receive. But at the same time, we would appreciate a WBAI membership in Take Charge of Your Health's name. Whatever you can give gives us so much joy because we know you're hearing. You're hearing us, you're appreciating, and you understand what we're here to share. The number to call, 212-209-2950. We just got a couple minutes left on the interview. We're going to go right back, and then we're coming back to you. 212-209-2950. Keep calling.
One more thing. Iodine is protective if you're exposed to radiation. We have exposures to radiation. We have Fukushima, but we have radiation in mammograms, for instance. Your patient with a fibrocystic breast disease was probably encouraged to do regular mammograms.
You know, interesting with her, she couldn't do any mammograms after a while because her breasts were too sore. She just stopped getting them. But iodine with Fukushima, Three Mile Island, and the Russian...
Chernobyl.
You know, what they do is they give surrounding populations iodine because the release of radioactive iodine will bind to iodine receptors in our body. If they're not bound with iodine, it'll destroy the surrounding tissue and alter the DNA and increase your rate of cancer. So it is best to maintain optimal iodine levels so you don't have to worry about it if you're exposed to that stuff. The radioactive iodine has nowhere to bind to in your body. So, again, taking the iodine in doses that I'm talking about, I think will protect people for, you know, damage against exposure to things like that.
This has been a wonderful hour. I really appreciate your information, your research, and your sharing with us. It's been absolutely wonderful. In conclusion, how would you like to sum up this hour?
Well, I'd like to tell people, you know, if you suffer with feeling sick, feeling tired, being put off by your doctor that, you know, nothing's wrong with you, if they don't check an iodine level, how do they know you have enough iodine? I was taught in medical school iodine deficiency doesn't exist because of iodized salt. Well, I never tested anyone. I didn't know. Once I started testing people, I found most of them were deficient in iodine. So I would tell people, don't stop searching for a cause for your problems and a solution to your problems. Because many times it's out there for many people suffering from fibromyalgia, thyroid problems, breast problems, ovarian problems, uterine problems, prostate, pancreas issues. Iodine deficiency may be a part of that problem. Correcting iodine deficiency has been the single most beneficial thing I've seen in my practice over 20 years in medicine. It can really be a wonderful help for people in need.
I want to throw in one more question before we end up, because when you go on the internet, they give all these iodine warnings, how iodine can create hypothyroid and how be careful that you don't take too much iodine. What do you think about those warnings, and is iodine a thyroid suppressive?
I write about that in my book. These people who write this stuff are suffering from medical iodophobia. So they probably need iodine to clear their brain so they can think clearly. But look, it's iodine deficiency that causes thyroid problems. Our iodine levels have fallen over 50% over the last 40 years. During that time, iodine levels have fallen over 50%. We've seen epidemic increases of thyroid problems, including autoimmune thyroid disease, hypothyroidism, and thyroid cancer, as well as the epidemic of the endocrine cancers, as I talked about before, the breast, ovarian, uterine, pancreas, thyroid problems, and prostate problems. If iodine were causing these problems, we would see these conditions going down over the last 40 years, not going up. It's iodine deficiency that causes these problems. I would tell the reader or listener for more information, take a look at my book. I have all the research in there. The information's out there. People will read it.
Well, even the World Health admits that one-third of the world population is iodine deficient, not even iodine low. There's severe deficiency, and we know that that affects brain function. It's one of the number one causes of mental retardation, low iodine.
Absolutely.
Carol?
This has been absolutely wonderful. I think maybe we should ask Dr. Bronstein to give us his website, how to get his newsletter. Again, his book is Iodine, Why You Need It and Why You Can't Live Without It. But he's got many more books written about taking care of your own health. So, Dr. Bronstein?
So you can get this information on my website. It's www.drbronstein.com. That's D-R Brownstein, B-R-O-W-N-S-T-E-I-N.com. My newsletter's on there as well, and I write a newsletter for Newsmax, a health newsletter for Newsmax.com. Again, the most important thing the listener can do is educate themselves. Don't settle for, you know, everything's fine when you're not feeling fine. Search for the underlying cause of the problem. Go after that. Many times the underlying cause is nutritional problem or hormonal problem. Again, just doing the basics and doing some natural therapies helps so many people out there. Again, the most important thing the listener can do is educate themselves. Don't settle for, you know, everything's fine when you're not feeling fine. Search for the underlying cause of the problem and go after that. Many times the underlying cause is, you know, a nutritional problem or a hormonal problem. And again, just doing the basics and doing some natural therapies helps so many people out there.
I want to thank you again for your time and your information.
Well, thank you, ladies.
It's our pleasure. Well, you heard it. You heard it, and it was fabulous. The information, the generosity of his spirit in sharing this with us, the understanding of iodine, why we need it, and why we can't live without it, which is the title of the book, As a Premium, for a donation to the station of $80, and an understanding of why we need these ocean nutrients, what they can do for us. We're talking about anti-aging for ourselves and anti-aging for the ageless WBAI, greater than 50 years, 24/7. The ocean nutrients in this beautiful form, a WBAI exclusive, 7.5 milligrams of iodine for 3 capsules. You'll never find that anywhere else. And from Northern Canada, pure as you can get. Pure as you can get. And that's a $60 premium. Both the iodine and the ocean nutrients, $140. And that goes directly to WBAI. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait till the next program. Call in now. The number to call, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. You heard the effort, the time, the energy, the quality of the information that we just shared with you.
I was just thinking about that. It's been hours and hours of work and passion on the part of David Brownstein to put together this information and to write his book. And then he's on the shoulders of Guy Abraham, who in turn spent his whole career studying iodine. And many, many papers have been published by him and many, many studies conducted by him to write the papers. So this has all been distilled to you and brought to you. freely and lovingly. And in return, we need support to keep the radio station, to keep this kind of programming coming to you. So call now, 212-209-2950. Call with your pledge of any amount. But for at least $140, get the book and get Ocean Nutrients and get yourself started on your ageless life.
It's pretty exciting when you understand what is being offered here in terms of just understanding of body balance and what is being offered to you by WBAI. It is priceless. We spoke to someone the other day and they said, I love BAI. I don't want to just listen to music. I love BAI. It's a fabulous station. And I said, thank you, thank you, thank you, because so do I. I love BAI. It's a fabulous station. Now it needs your support. 212-209-2950. Take advantage of the premiums. They're brilliant. The book on iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It by Dr. Brownstein, or the WBAI exclusive Ocean Nutrients, the laminaria at 7.5 milligrams of iodine for three capsules. And this is seaweed from the waters in northern Atlantic Canada. Pure, pristine waters. You can't find that anywhere. Now, we're coming to the end. Pretty soon they're going to be pushing us off the air. We need you to call 212-209-2950 and let us hear how much you appreciate this show and what WBAI gives you. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And Carol?
Go to our website, WBAI.org, and you can donate right from there. And those of you who are listening even later, if you're listening to archives, you've got your computer open. Do it now.
And I think that's the end. Thank you so much for sharing this time with us. And we'll be back next week, 212-209-2950. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Concluding today, I'd like you to remember, this information is not a substitute for treatment. As always, we urge you to take this and all other information we share to your healthcare practitioner. Clearly, this comes under the category of taking charge of your health. You can find me on Facebook, Corinne Fornari, RPA, CCN, that's CORINNE FURNARI. Or my website, FernariHealth.com, or my office number,
212-219-0700. That's 212-219-0700.
Thank you for sharing this time with me, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
country and all the other UN member states made some promises to us to actively promote women's equality in the media. It's been 20 years now, and how do you think that's going? March 13th, come join female researchers and journalists from Poland, South Africa, Cambodia, Romania, the United States, and Norway when the International Association of Women in Radio and TV presents Gender Equality in the Media. It's in the boss room, yes, the boss room, of the UN Church Center, East 44th Street at First Avenue, right across from the UN. That's March 13th, 2:30 p.m. Tell them Frida sent you.
The Pacifica Radio Archive celebrates Women's History Month.
I was sitting around in the Congress of the United States in 1975. That year also happened to be International Women's Year. I mean, that year they gave us a year. As you know, we're now in the decade of women. I mean, who knows? If we behave, they may let us into the whole thing.
That was American lawyer, congresswoman, social activist, and feminist Bella Abzug talking about gender inequality in Congress in 1981. Part of the Pacifica Radio Archives Preservation and Access Project, American Women Making History and Culture, 1963 to 1982, funded in part by a grant from the National Historical Publications and Records Commission at the National Archives and Records Administration. For more information, visit us at pacificaradioarchives.org. Thanks for keeping our women's history alive.
Ladies and gentlemen, join the award-winning Midnight Ravers on Friday, March 6th from 12 midnight to 4 a.m. as we present The Soul of a Man, a tribute to the legendary Harry Belafonte. Over the course of 4 hours, we'll pay tribute to this Renaissance man and his legacy. Special guests include Gina Belafonte, Julie Belafonte, Muta Ali, and other surprise guests. So mark the date on your calendar, in purple, and tell a friend. That's Friday, March 6th, 12 midnight to 4 a.m. for The Soul of a Man, a tribute to the legendary Harry Belafonte, only on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. Miss this one and hate yourself.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special.
Yo, this is G-Love on WBAI, New York, New York.
And good afternoon. You're tuned to WBAI in New York City, and today we have a very special program for you, and it will be featuring the work of Stuart Wilde. And he is a, or I should say, was a modern-day mystic. And Stuart Wilde was born September 24th in 1946. And he passed or moved on to the realm of ancestors on May 1st on 2013. He was a British writer best known for his works on New Age self-empowerment and spirituality. He was also a lecturer, teacher, humorist, essayist, scriptwriter, lyricist, and music producer. He was the author of 20 books, including the popular series The Tao's Quintet, Miracles, The Force, Affirmations, The Quickening, and The Trick is Money. The Trick to Money is Having Some. And today we're going to be featuring one of his most popular works called Silent Power. Stuart Wilde studied alternative religions and Taoist philosophy for 5 years from the age of 28. And when he was 33, he immigrated to the United States of America, where he lived in Laguna Beach, California. With his first wife, Cynthia, he wrote the book Miracles in 1983. Shortly thereafter, he began a career as a lecturer, appearing mainly in New Thought churches and at New Age conferences. In the 1990s, he toured regularly with Deepak Chopra, Dr. Wayne Dyer, and Louise Hay, appearing at venues such as the Sydney Entertainment Center. Wilde's London street slang and comedic way of presenting self-empowerment and spiritual ideas continue to attract a wide and diverse audience. He's been called ahead of his time, the teacher's teacher, because of the influence he has had on other writers and lecturers in the field. Provocative, poignant, controversial, funny, and his writing, timeless. He remains a recognized figure for progressive thought, metaphysics, and the field of human potential, and is often quoted with references to his work appearing across a wide swath of international, cultural, business, and educational forums, from the Kennedy Center for the Arts, interviews with American hip-hop artists and slam poets, international investment conferences, and the pages of international media such as CNET's top 10 list, Human Development Gurus, and the Times of India's Sunday Live section. On May 1st, 2013, Wilde suffered a heart attack while driving through Ireland when he was 66 years old. But his principal philosophy states that while many citizens may seem to be normal, acquiescing to the status quo, there exists, in fact, a vast population of what he calls fringe dwellers whose mind to soul do not align to the constraints of life in regular society that Wilde called TikTok. Wilde believed that through the use of theta state and meditation, 4 to 7 cycles per second, humans can better control their emotional life and their biorhythms and begin to see visions, and that those visions and extrasensory feeling will lead to a greater balance and more freedom. To that end, he emphasized the importance of going beyond the habit of struggling and advocated the need for financial freedom and other themes in his books. Very interesting. He earned both praise and criticism for his later work, which advanced controversial concepts such as other dimensions, dematerialization, and morph worlds. And so he is quite a revolutionary thinker, or has been, and his body of work is very revolutionary. And this material was originally brought to WBAI through the work of In Other News, hosted by Jeff Brady. And that program airs normally on Monday evenings at 10 p.m. from 10 to 11, In Other News with Jeff Brady. And so I am collaborating with Jeff for this program, in that I am playing the material that he garnered, because he was able to actually interview Stuart Wilde while he was still alive, and they were connected through that show. And Jeff has granted me the honor of sharing this with you. And I feel quite confident that this is something that will have a significant impact on you, on your life, on what it is that you are feeling and doing and creating within your life. It really offers a significant understanding. And it is called Silent Power. And you may make a pledge of support for this program. It's only a $60 pledge, and you receive the powerhouse little book, Silent Power, along with a CD of the original interviews with the author. And I'm going to start. Now, there are two interviews that are available as part of this pledge. There were two interviews that took place. And so I have a lot of material to share with you. But I thought a good place to start would be with the original introduction on In Other News with Jeff Brady to the author of Silent Power. So I'm going to play that for you, and then we'll be back and share just a little bit more of you know, a really great program.
We talk with author and metaphysical lecturer Stuart Wilde. He's the author of 20 books, including Silent Power. A book we're going to focus in on, Silent Power, is a guide to help you stop giving away your power. Stuart Wilde is also trained to perceive outside of the five-sense reality, a spiritual dimension that follows Stephen Hawking's theory of transverse waves of light. This also may be important to understand why Matthew Deleuze says in order...
So I just wanted to begin by sharing with you a little of the work of Jeff Brady and the program in other news. And I really do recommend that you tune in for the program. It covers many, many issues that are on the cutting edge. And so I am going to be back in just a moment with a little bit more of the interview with Stuart Wilde.
And we'll get into a little more detail of what the book is about. Essentially, it is about holding on to your power and your spiritual energy, a topic that is often addressed on this radio station. But there's an interesting aspect to Stuart Wilde's work here, and he calls it etheric leaning, and he asks you to stand tall etherically. Now, we have Stuart Wilde joining us right now on the phone. Stuart, are you with us?
Yes, I'm right here.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. It's really a pleasure to have you and talk with you again. Who did you have in mind when you wrote this book, Silent Power?
Well, I wrote it really for my regular readers, but it's really this idea that you don't have to be driven crazy by what's going on around you. You know, you can detach. A lot of what the book talks about is being able to sort of be, unemotional and detached, and to understand, to read the subtle energies, you know, to understand what people actually mean rather than what they say. And so it's the act of looking at the spaces between the leaves rather than looking at the tree. It's very much that. It's the getting of wisdom. It's understanding that all your power is inner and you have fantastic strength, but where you lose it is when you get stressed out and off balance, and when you're being pulled around by other people. And so in the book, I talk about the silent consolidation of your power through meditation and disciplines and the wisdom of, like, non-action, which is a very Taoist theory, but it's the idea of not reacting and not acting necessarily. So sometimes doing nothing is way better than acting and throwing yourself into a huddle.
Sure.
And so it's very much like going in the opposite direction. When all the crowd are screaming and rushing up one end, you walk silently out towards what's essentially going to be the safe end. And I think as the world gets more and more tenuous and the economy gets worse and worse, the whole idea of silent power is one that says, hey, you can provide for yourself. You don't need a lot. You can understand things intuitively by developing subtle feelings, a subtle perception about things. You can literally see round corners because you've developed those subtle feelings, and you're linked into, you know, what I call your nature self. And your nature self is that part of you that is natural and calm and walking in the trees and is linked to Gaia and understands the seasons and the rain and the snow and the sun and the warmth. And so it's the development of an extrasensory etheric perception. The etheric is the life field around us, and It isn't that hard to begin to understand it, because you kind of know it when you look at it, but perhaps you haven't got the words to understand it, or nobody's actually laid it out for you. And that's part of the book, is developing a heightened sense of awareness. So you're like this very calm, very wise old medicine woman or sage, and you're just walking very calmly through the village while a riot's happening all around you. But you're like at one and at peace with nature and the eternal Tao, and you don't have a lot of needs, you don't have a lot of emotional stuff. You're composed and settled and balanced.
I noticed in your book, Silent Power, and this is what we're offering for the listeners, and that is the Silent Power book for a $60 pledge when you call 212-209-2950. But I noticed in the book that you articulate very easily complex ideas that are sort of fleeting revelations for some people, and they sort of vanish. But you know something good happened, but you can't quite put it into words.
Yes.
Well, it's in words in this book, and I thought that was one of the main strengths I noticed in this book.
Well, I've always tried to sort of write for the common man, to write in words and phrases and imagery. You know, when you write, you're essentially writing a cartoon. You're creating pictures in the mind of the reader. And so if you create funny pictures or simple pictures or quirky pictures, it entertains them, and they understand these concepts, because the concepts of, like, going the other way is very, very different, because everybody's plunging towards one direction. And then to teach people, hey, hold back, pull back, don't get involved, allow the people to go in whatever direction they want to go, don't get angry, stay calm. And, you know, like, it's that sort of, you know, you buy the solution, not the emotion. So you look at, like, what's the problem? Now, what's the solution? But if you get uptight, the solution evades you. And so my whole philosophy has been that. It's been one of sort of empowering what I call the fringe dwellers. And the fringe dwellers are people, they're not revolutionaries or anything like that, but they're just people who think differently. You know, let's say the people that would support your radio station, you know, they think differently, and they have a different idea about life and the world. They have maybe a different relationship to God, maybe a more intimate relationship to God, because they can sense the beauty of the God force in nature through their meditations and through their silent and quiet time and so on. And so they're less sort of, like, you know, ritualistic, less dogmatic and so on. So the fringe dwellers are sort of people who, like, no, they don't fit. But they still might be working at the rail, you know, on the railways or something. They may have a regular sort of what I call a TikTok job. But deep in their soul, they know they're part of a higher evolution. And so Silent Power is very much for those people. And they're not one or two weirdos. There's like tens of hundreds of millions of them. That, you know, they may even be part of a religion, but part of them knows that they don't really belong to that religion. They just go through the motions, you know, attending on their holy days. And so I wrote it for them so that they would have this extra boost, and so that they would understand themselves in the context of another evolution. And that's, like, for example, in the book I talk about silent talking, and this is the ability to communicate with other people without using your voice, but just your thoughts, and to pick up on what they're thinking and their feelings, and to sort of be more intimately connected to your children and your loved ones and your family and so on. So it's really the sort of the path of the warrior sage, this person that isn't normal, because they just, they've questioned TikTok, they've questioned dogma, they've gone to another place in their mind, and there are millions of people out there, and it's somewhat lonely for them, because often there's nothing for them to link into or to read or to be a part of, because all that's really offered in the mainstream is a sort of, like, day-to-day sort of bland, you know, propaganda, and it's all rubbish, really.
Agreed, Stuart. Our guest is Stuart Wilde, and he is the author of many books, I believe about 20 books, including the one we're talking about right now, and that's Silent Power. It's the one we're offering as a gift for a $60 pledge. We'll send this out to you when you call 212-209-2950. I noticed about the silent talking, a lot of marketers discuss the concept of communication is 90% nonverbal.
Yes.
And it struck me that this fits right in line with that. Can you discuss that a little bit?
Well, I mean, for example, I tell people, listen, when you're out in the street, in the main street, and you're shopping and so forth, I tell them, listen, blow love into the hearts of people, even if they're absolutely ghastly and perhaps even scary looking. Mm-hmm. Or they look demented, or they look sick. Blow love. blow kindness, blow tenderness towards people, and communicate with what is this essence, their higher self, not their lower self, their physical body, their ego, just that divinity that's inside of them. And by linking into the divinity in nature, and linking into the divinity, the eternity within yourself, which comes through these moments of silence, and linking into the eternity of the people in the street, you arrive at a higher evolution, and they feel that warmth, the support that you're sending them. It's because, let's face it, most people have no love in their life. They're not loved by anybody, and they don't know how to love, and they're not loved in return. And so their life is sort of usually rather competitive and brutal and hard and difficult. And so silent power takes you to this other place. It's almost like entering into another dimension while you're still standing there. But you're in a zone, and a zone is the zone of the subtle feelings, to be able to pick up on people's thoughts and feelings, and knowing what to do to support them, because everybody needs to be supported. They all want love, they all want support, they all want to be made right, they all want attention. And so offer it to them. It makes life so...
Is there also a particular...
And you're tuned to WBAI Radio in New York City, 99.5 FM on your dial. And you are listening to an interview with the author of Silent Power. And this interview was conducted by Jeff Brady, the host of In Other News. And we're asking you to make a phone call to show your pledge of support to WBAI, but also to have this very empowering resource within your own life. It's not too much that we're asking you to pledge at this time. It's a $60 pledge of support, and in as a thank you, we'll be sending you a copy of the book as well as a copy of the interviews with Stuart Wilde. That's only a $60 pledge of support when you call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950 for a copy of this great little book. And it is a powerhouse. You have no idea just how powerful it is. And it is so succinct and so complete and contains within it really the most magnificent, the most unbelievable advice. I've been reading it myself and really enjoying and benefiting from it. Silent Power by Stuart Wilde. And there are 10 chapters within this book. It's not a big book. It's a small book. But think of it as a flower essence. It's concentrated. In chapter 1, the getting of wisdom. Chapter 2, the power hungry, the power starved. Chapter 3, the silent consolidation of power. Chapter 4, silent talking. Chapter 5, the wisdom of non-action. Chapter 6, developing subtle feelings. Chapter 7, inside the nature self. Chapter 8, extrasensory etheric perception. Chapter 9, psychic protection, and chapter 10 is the conclusion. Excuse me. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. And we are asking for you to show your support. It's only a pledge of $60. That's 60. And you'll receive as our gift a copy of the book, Silent Power by Stuart Wilde. And you will also receive a CD with the interviews. That's 212-209-2950. We do have quite a number of, quite a lot of material to share with you. And I am really wanting to get back to that. But I need for those of you who are listening right now to make that phone call. It makes a tremendous difference when you allow that you know, that opening up when you say to yourself, yes, I'm not only do I want to support WBAI, but I want to receive a gift of great value and at a great value. And that's what we're offering you now at this moment when you call 212-209-2950. And the name of the book is Silent Power by Stuart Wilde, author of Whispering Winds of Change. And it's really a very powerful and remarkable work, and it does really teach you, and it gives you specific exercises on how to go about expanding that ability to have a sensitivity to the etheric aspect of your own being. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. And when you do make that phone call, just ask the person at the other end of the line that to please give you a pledge, or to take your pledge for Silent Power. And it is a wonderful, wonderful program that will, I believe, have a significant aspect, a significant impact for that pledge of $60 when you call 212-209-2950. Remember, you can use your American Express and MasterCard or whatever of those debit and credit cards you have. That's a fine way to do it. You could also ask for an invoice and send a check or money order as we go on. Or if you prefer, you can also, but what is the other way? You can ask for, you can pay in installments. So even if you want to offer two installments, you can do that as well. So you can make the pledge and you know, pay that pledge right up front, and you'll be able to have this all the faster. We do have copies in stock of Silent Power, as well as the interviews are already completed and edited and ready to go. So when you make that pledge of $60 to support WBAI, we will be able to honor that pledge within a very reasonable amount of time. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. And when you do that, just allow people to, you know, give a moment to allow the call center to answer your call. And it'll just take them a few minutes to take the information. And we will be able to thank you and send this to you. And, you know, this is really valuable, especially these interviews, because Stuart Wilde has transitioned. And he is in conversation with Jeff Brady, host of Another News. And he's really getting into some very deep understanding of this work, which is in many ways a synthesis of his lifetime of experience as a teacher and spiritual healer. 212-209-2950. It's a pledge of $60, just $60 when you call that number, 212-209-2950. And I'm going to go back and play a little bit more of this for you, because I think it's significant. It's a significant work, and it's going to have an impact. It'll make a difference once you begin to realize what you can accomplish with this teaching. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And we're going to go back to a little bit more of this interview with Jeff Brady conducted an interview with Stuart Wilde, the author of Silent Power.
Is there also a particular age group that you were also looking at when you wrote this book, or are, could it be young people as well?
No, it is the young as well, but of course the very young are not really interested in spiritual growth very much, or metaphysical or even psychological concepts, because they're out and they're beautiful and they're having fun, you know. But I look at my audiences, and typically they're between, you know, 25 and 75. And a lot of my audiences are sort of right in the middle, so they're sort of 45, 55. And they're people that have sort of asked questions, and they've lived and loved and raised children and had careers. But now they're looking for, like, what's going to take me to the next step. And that's what Silent Power is, really. It's a very simple book, but it takes you to the next step. I've always prided myself in not using very many words. So some writers are very verbose and technical, and they kind of waffle on endlessly. And I've always sort of seen words as like sort of railway ties on a track. Like, the reader has to step across these railway ties to understand what you're sort of saying. And the fewer words that you put in front of them, the less impediment there is to communicating with their mind and their psychology and their soul. And so I've always, like, you know, I've always written very sort of, like, not abruptly, but like with very short sentences and very few use of words. And then when I got to the end of a page of text, I would, like, go in and I'd hack 60, 80, 100 words out where I've repeated myself, or I used two words when I could use one. And so by using simple words and not using many of them, I've tried to find a sort of, you know, sort of, I don't know, spiritual growth on the hurry up, really. You can read one of my books, you know, on the train to work, and you can get a lot out of it because it doesn't waffle on. I get straight to the point. And also, I try to put humor in all of my books because, in the end, life through this earth plane, I mean, it's an immense experience. And I think if you want to keep, you know, if you want to keep it light and breezy, you have to laugh at yourself and laugh at the world.
Indeed. And one thing I noticed about this book is that chapter two, which seemed to be a cornerstone in a lot of other people's self-help material.
Yes.
And the title is The Power Hungry and The Power Starved. It seemed to me to be a stepping stone for healthy boundaries, for relationships and things like that, even family relationships. And you talk about standing straight etherically and not leaning. And that's a very powerful thing that a lot of people picked up from this book. And I thought it was interesting. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, The whole leaning thing is disastrous because, you know, like, if you're chasing after a girl and you're kind of leaning into it and you're pestering her and you're calling her and stuff like that, she doesn't want you because you're pushing against her. And she'll go with another guy who doesn't want her because she's leaning into him. So it's like when you lean into money, it kind of hops up the road in front of you like Oedipus's crow. It's like the fact that you're chasing money, the desperation puts people off, and they don't buy your stuff or hire you to do whatever it is you're offering and so forth. So to push emotionally, and in pushing emotionally, you move the very thing that you want away from yourself.
That's right. Yes, and you wrote that it reminds them of their own desperation.
Yeah, well, desperation. You know, when somebody's desperate, you kind of say no even before you find out what they want, because you know it's going to be an imposition, and because they're putting their disquiet upon you and their dysfunction and their troubles and so forth, and you just don't want it. So when I say stand vertical, stand straight etherically, that means don't push against things. Just be there and state what you have and what you'd like and what's on offer and stuff without having a big emotion about it. And then people come to you because they see this massive, quiet, silent strength that's inside of you. And those techniques are sort of, you know, delineated in the book, you know, one after the next, like little bullet points. Be absolutely calm. And when you don't need anything is when you'll get the most, absolutely the most. That's it. It's when you don't want it, then it allows you to be free. And it's like, of course, you'd like some more money, but you're not pushing for it. And so, like, for example, I do a lot of, well, I've started doing recently hands-on healing. And I tell them, people, listen, the hands-on healing is free. And I do them at a sacred well and other places and so forth. And it's really just the power of the light, you know, and it goes through their skin and their bones and it fixes them up. Mm. And I tell them, hey, you know, if you want to make a donation, fine. But if you don't, and you don't have any money and you're broke, it's absolutely fine, because the issue here isn't money. The issue in these healings that I do is to offer people a second chance. And that's it. So when you go to somebody and they're not charging you anything and they're not hustling for the donation, and, you know, it's they're not asking you for anything. They're just saying, here's a healing and here's your second chance. Would you like it? Mm. And so that's very much part of silent power, is sort of knowing that, like, you aren't going to go broke. Things will come in and things, it'll all be all right. But pushing, you'll irritate the girlfriend and she'll disappear, or the boyfriend. And you'll, you know, you'll irritate your relatives and you'll irritate your supporters and the people that would, you know, like, pull out a little effort to help you and so forth. It's very much a matter of knowing how to be calm and secure, and knowing that you can go the other way. There's a wonderful text. I don't know, it must be one of the Taoist writers, but he says, you know, when everybody cries, laugh. And, you know, that's essentially the same thing as silent power. Like, go the other way. Don't buy the emotion. Come from your love. Come from your humanity. And come from these small, silent, inexpensive pleasures. You know, the pleasure of in a park, watching the dogs play. You know, I don't know, an inexpensive cup of coffee in a five-star hotel or whatever. Maybe it's an expensive cup of coffee, but I'm talking about like it's a couple of $3.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, knowing the few things that make you really happy. Hey, if you love playing your drums, there's a silent power in playing your drums, even though it's making a lot of noise. But it's you inside, the etheric beauty of who you are.
Thank you for really describing Chapter 2, The Power Hungry and The Power Starved. And that is in the book Silent Power that we're offering for a $60 pledge. When you call 212-209-2950, we will send this to you for a $60 pledge. I wanted to also, you address psychic protection, and that was a big deal for me as well.
And before we get to that part of the interview on psychic protection, I need for you to make your phone call to show your support at this moment, 212-209-2950. We did get a few calls in that first pitch when I reached out to you, but now is the opportunity, and I'm going to really give you a chance to make your phone call. Sometimes it is difficult to break away from the actual interview in order to get to the phone. So this is your chance at 212-209-2950 to make your pledge to WBAI. It's only a pledge of $60. That is not a lot for most of us, for some perhaps, and it has such a powerful value in what we're offering you. And this is the book Silent Power. It is concentrated. It's not a huge, huge book. There are maybe 100 pages within the book, but it is so concentrated and so precise that you will be able to use this. It gives you specific information on what to do, how to go about expanding your perception of the etheric world, how about strengthening your own inner spiritual body, how to protect yourself from things like psychic attacks and the like. But it's basically about what you need to do to be able to fully function in the world with your own power, your own base, the spirit that connects to all. It's a very succinct and very beautiful book, Silent Power by Stuart Wilde. And we're asking you to pledge just $60, and that will help support WBAI, but it's a fair exchange because of the power that's packed into this volume. 212-209-2950 is your number to call to support WBAI, and to make that pledge of $60 for Silent Power by Stuart Wilde. And, you know, he's someone who has transitioned. He unfortunately had a heart attack when he was 66 years old while driving through Ireland, and that was back in 2013. But he has had a very long and illustrious career, And he has lectured in New Thought churches, and he's also toured regularly with Deepak Chopra, Dr. Wayne Dyer, and Louise Hay. And he has been a part of different kinds of programs with, you know, different cultural perspectives. He's been with hip-hop artists and slam poets. He's done educational forums at the Kennedy Center for the Arts. And he has done work as well on, has been endorsed by CNET as the top 10 list on human development gurus and the Times of India's Sunday Life section. So he's really traveled well, and he's been able to share this information. He's written a tremendous amount of books over the years, but he has a real power in what he's offering us through this book, Silent Power. And you can have this along with the CD of these interviews. They're beautiful interviews, because we know that now he's gone, we're not able to make that connection on a at least in the realm of the physical. I'm sure he's still there in the spirit realm, but the work is here for us to use and to grow, to have it encourage us to find our connection and to find our center, and not be swayed back and forth by the need to feed our egos. 212-209-2950, $60 pledge for Silent Power by Stuart Wild. And it really is a beautiful book, because it teaches you how to connect with that deepest part of yourself and live from that authenticity. Chapter 1, The Getting of Wisdom. Chapter 2, The Power Hungry, The Power Starved. Chapter 3, The Silent Consolidation of Power. Chapter 4, Silent Talking. Chapter 5, The Wisdom of Non-Action. Chapter 6, Developing Subtle Feelings. And this is a really powerful chapter in the book, because it really does, he teaches you how to have a sense to be able to feel what's happening with other people, to be able to have a sense of what's happening in your environment, to be able to interact through the wisdom of your own higher self and your own soul. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. We have plenty more material to get back to, but I need for you to show your support by making that phone call and making a pledge. It's only a $60 pledge of support. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950 is the number to call. For your pledge of $60, that's 60, we will thank you with a copy of the book by Stuart Wild, Silent Power. And along with that, you'll receive the CDs of the interviews with Stuart Wild. 212-209-2950. If I can just, I want to give you a few moments to process your calls, because we have a lot to share. But at the $60 level, I have to make an extra effort to make sure that we can meet our goals. And we can only meet our goals with your phone calls, 212-209-2950. So for those of you that are listening, wherever you are, if you're in the Bronx, you know, I grew up in the Bronx, and, you know, sometimes people think of it as a rough and tumble place, but some wonderful people have evolved into the world out of the Bronx, as well as Brooklyn, the place I live now. So if you're one of my neighbors in Brooklyn or one of my former neighbors in the Bronx, make that phone call, 212-209-2950. If you're in Manhattan, make that phone call. You know, this is a remarkable material. It's something that we can all use, and it really does help you to empower yourself, no matter what it is that you're engaged in for your life. It will help you in Creation of Abundance. It helps you to understand how to go about interactions with people, how to make the most of that, how to be authentic in those interactions, and how to be empowered in those interactions. And more important, how not to be disempowered. And that's really something that's very special about this program. 212-209-2950, only a $60 pledge, 60, a $60 pledge of support when you call this number, 212-209-2950. Silent Power by Stuart Wild. And when you make that pledge, remember, you can use your cards, either debit or credit. You can ask for an invoice and send a check or money order. You can ask for an installment. $60 is, you know, you can break that up into two, maybe three installments. 212-209-2950. But I have to do the extra